Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn and from the Chamber of Commerce. And for Chamber upcoming events, you can simply go to durangobusiness.org. Check out what we have on the calendar, so to speak, with our events and our programs. So we have the Bardi, Gary, John. How are you guys?
Good morning. We're doing well. Good.
Thank yeah. you. Well, thank you guys for coming in.
Ready to for a busy summer. It's fun to be back, see everyone in town.
Yeah.
And we're playing every night again, so life is good.
Yeah, so walk me through this. All right, so you got the odd night, you got the even night, you got all sorts of stuff. When does the fun start?
Well, you know, we open at 5:30.
Yep.
And it's such a fun thing. We've had so many people. In fact, we've had a lot of repeat customers this year already.
Uh-huh.
But we open at 5:30, and the grounds are open. We have new activities, especially for kids this year.
Okay.
From building, we made some large Lincoln logs so they can build a cabin.
Oh, for, sweet.
Whatever, you know, yeah. different things that they can come up with their imagination. And, of course, we have gold panning and the train and a tractor ride and all sorts of fun things to do until it leads up to dinner time.
Right.
And we're also playing in the record shop,
uh-huh.
John and I and the other guys. So we're playing requests, just whatever,
sure.
whatever comes up. And then we serve dinner at 7:30, and
yep.
we're generally out of there this time of year about by 9:30.
By 9:30. All right, yeah. And you guys serve. I mean, it's amazing. Your Facebook posts, one of your guys in the band is out there flipping steaks.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and what's his name? I just Joel. Fixed it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Joel Ratchiff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's. I wonder how many people worry about that if they really know Joel.
You know, well, he's the guy that's kind of what I was wondering myself. I interviewed him once, you know.
Yeah.
And so you guys serve how many people? And I mean, it's like quick. It's fast.
Yeah, well, our capacity is 700. And so when we're full,
uh-huh.
we'll serve in 30, 35 minutes.
Something that's amazing.
Like that. Some of these slow nights at the beginning of the year, especially when it was cold and rainy,
mm-hmm. right?
We were serving in 4 or 5 minutes.
Wow.
Faster than you can go through the drive-through at any place in town.
Absolutely. And it's rain or shine.
Rain or shine.
You guys right. are having the Bardi. And now, choices of dinner. Because
yeah.
it comes with your ticket price, right? Or
right,
you can
it's all
like
included.
Or get upgrade, so to speak, if
sure.
I remember right.
We have our regular ticket is for beef or chicken.
Uh-huh.
And it's in barbecue sauce, of course. And then
right.
we have a combo, which is both.
Oh.
And then we have those steaks we talked about. It's
right.
a ribeye steak. And they're pretty darn good this year.
So, but, you know, Gary, I've interviewed you a few times. You never brought samples?
Dang, I
I'm
keep
just,
forgetting that.
I'm just saying, you know.
Next time.
Yeah.
We could,
it's
we
in
could
the
bring
mail.
Biscuits.
Well, and whatever you get is delicious.
Yeah, thank you. It's, you know, it's been this, basically the same meal. We've added a few things over the years, but we've served a lot of people. And the meal is, you know, it's a big part of why people come out.
Yeah.
But then nowadays they get to hear guys like John Moore play with the Bardi Wranglers. So
yeah.
that's a good thing.
So, John. Tell
John
me
Moore,
about your background.
John gets to play with guys like Gary Cook. So.
Oh, him, look at you guys flattering
makes him
each
want
other.
To play with the Bardi Wranglers, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a lucky guy, really,
to
be able to play with this caliber of
well,
people.
And you mentioned you were on the road, and you
yeah.
said, I'm tired of being on the road. And
yeah, I've played music for most of my life, and
uh-huh.
Gary and I have known each other for decades.
Oh, really?
And,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we've crossed paths in different musical events. And,
uh-huh.
And, yeah, I was touring a lot, and then I kind of backed off of the music 20 years ago and fell back more on horses. And I've continued to play music, but I've made most of my living in the last 20 years teaching equine clinics, mostly in Europe.
Oh, wow.
And so I was gone a lot. Between the music and the horses, I was gone yeah. away from home. My
okay.
kids, I'd come home, and they were a foot taller, and my wife, you know, kind of looked me over to make sure,
who's
this guy?
Uh-huh.
No, I got home in September, and this last September, and I just told her I can't go back out again.
Yeah.
And I got a hold of my customers and didn't know what we were going to do necessarily, but I was going to come up with something.
Sure.
A few days later, Gary called and said, let's talk about the Bardi thing. And so,
all right.
I've always admired these guys. I've always admired yeah. Gary's plan. It's a good band.
And this is bad of me. Your instrument is?
I'm playing mandolin with the band
okay.
now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And
very
so,
cool.
which is nice for me because I've been mostly a guitar player for the last 10 years or so with
uh-huh.
some of the other guys I've been playing with. And
right.
so I'm getting to get my chops back on the mandolin, you know,
yeah.
stay on my toes with these guys.
Well, and you guys have so much fun when you're doing the show.
It is fun.
Yeah.
People ask us how we do it every night, you know, because we operate 7 nights a week all summer.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're lucky that we don't have to win people over as much as we just get to have fun with them.
Right.
So that makes a big difference, you know, in a 105-day season or whatever.
Absolutely. Now, and you guys can, you know, so if it's a, you know, a party of two on up to a party of 80 or whatever size, yeah, you guys can accommodate.
Recently, we had a group, there were Indian motorcycle rider.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're just in town, the Rendezvous. Yeah.
Right. Uh-huh. They came through and they had a great time watching all those come. That, it was a noisy night at the Bardique.
I can imagine.
There were motorcycles, the train, all of these things going on. But they really had a good time. And it, you know, we, large groups like that, big family reunions, we can do all of that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know if I've said this before. One of my favorite pictures is the Bardique. When I had my mom was alive, and I had our family, and I just started dating my now wife, Cherie, and we all went out there, and it was just, it's one of my favorite photos that we have, where all the kids are like, look how young those guys were, you know? And you have your daughter in the house.
We do, yeah. She and I, we have a lunch date after this.
Oh, where are you going to go?
Where do you want to go?
Denny's.
To Denny's.
Oh, very sweet. Right. Now, do you do the show, too? She's saying no. She's like, no.
She's actually helping us a little bit. Oh. Karis now is 8. She'll be 9 soon. Uh-huh. And she had her apron on last night. She was out carrying plates for the littler kids. So all of our families are so involved, you know.
From
bookkeeping and, well, the entire evening.
Sure.
And so, now we have Karis helping us. John's family's all working out there helping us.
You said I'm home and now you're going to help.
Well, it's great. Yeah, it's great, actually. My wife has a job managing a breeding program for a horse operation in Texas, and that's at home working all day long. And at the end of the day, she just walks up the hill, puts her apron on, and we're together.
Right.
It's great. They've hired my oldest daughter to work there, and I've got a younger daughter that does the same thing Karis does.
Yeah.
She helps the folks who have trouble carrying plates through the line, you know, they've got a walker, a cane, or the little kids, and it's great. It's a good atmosphere.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, and how nice it is to see your own families being involved in the Bardique.
Absolutely.
And helping out and making that family, that whole family experience truly memorable.
Yeah, it is.
Many years ago when Chloe was young, these people walked up the hill towards us, and she has never been shy in her life, but she walked right up to him. She says, "Welcome to my chuck wagon." You know, she was like 3. So, it's been a great experience for all of our families.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Love that. Now, you guys are located out on 250.
Yeah, 8080 County Road 250. And I could give the phone number 970-247-5753.
One more time.
970-247-5753. And we do, you know, require reservations, so we know how many people to cook for. Of course, we'll have space for a few extra, and we'll have food for a few extra if your party, you know, suddenly you have company or something.
Yep.
But when you're in the area and looking for something to do in the evening, we'd love to have you come to the Bardique Chuck Wagon.
Well, and doing also a staycation, you know, and putting that on your list and saying, you know, come on out and support the Bardique Chuck Wagon. And your website is?
BardieChuckWagon.com.
That's pretty simple.
Yeah. And, you know, a few nights ago, we had a family that had a brand new baby.
Aww.
And started visiting with them, and that baby was the 5th generation of guest, of customer at the Bardique Chuck Wagon.
That I think it was 2.5 days old.
Yeah.
2.5?
2.5 days old.
We were all shocked at that baby was there. But
well, mom too, right? I mean, just having the whole family. Wow, and 5 generations are coming out to the Bardique.
This is our 51st year.
Wow.
And folks will still see Cy when they come out.
Yeah.
He's out there every night. And the Chuck Wagon opened on June 2nd of 1969. So this makes 51 years.
Wow, and this year will be your favorite.
I hope so. Yeah, so far it's been really good.
It's been my favorite.
John's like, I'm going along with that one. Yeah.
So far, my favorite.
So what's your favorite song to play?
Oh, maybe one of them that shows John off. He is quite a musician.
Yeah.
And, you know, but we're doing a Sons of the Pioneer song that we had never done before called The Lilies Grow High. And it features John singing, and it's just one of those special things that happens in the show, you know, and people, we have a lot of different things going on this year. And, you know, when you make that change in personnel, it's an opportunity to do something different, but, you know, still kind of stay true to what we've done all these years.
Yeah.
But yeah, John is he's a great player. I hope everyone listening will come out and check out the new show, the new old show.
No samples of food and no instruments. Oh, I know. Of course, this was short notice. I think I sent you the message going, can you make it in tomorrow? Because I got an opening for the interview, and you're like, yeah, gracious enough. So we will be there.
We appreciate you having us, for sure.
Well, absolutely. No problem. And, again, Bardi Chuck Wagon out on, as you say, 8080 County Road 250.
That's it.
So I know you turn at Trimble.
Right, and then just go north on 250.
Yep.
And there are signs. It's really, the route is marked really well.
Sure.
And it's easy to find. And
and get out there early to experience the environment and everything you guys have.
Of course, we have those gift shops and all of that that my wife manages. But just the fun things. And we've tried to include so many more kid-friendly events.
Yeah.
And in fact, we've had several schools bring kids just before we open. And they'll come out, and there's hiking trails, and there's a lot of things to do. A
lot of stuff to experience.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Can I play with the big Lincoln logs?
You sure can.
Sweet. Yeah. John, we can build something together?
Let's do it. Yeah. I think we could. I think the pyramids were built similarly.
Yeah. Well, I'm not an engineer. My son is, and he's always, reminding me, Dad, why are you doing
he's
it that way?
He's got a bunch of rocks together.
I'm like, well, I don't know.
Started stacking them. What I think is neat about I just have to say this in the midst of all this. I was talking to Cy last night, and there's just not things like this anymore. When we were kids and we grew up, that promotes the values, that promotes a lifestyle. Yeah. You know, the old Western movie stars always promoted, the white hat and the black hat, and there was a moral code and a moral value.
Sure.
And with all everybody looking at their cell phones today and with what's on TV and everything that you see, just to see that out there where kids go out and have fun doing the things that their dads and their granddads and their moms did, reminiscent of the old Western shows that we watched and everything, they discover that there's a lot of fun to be had that isn't on a screen, on a handheld device.
I love
to see that in the young kids.
And live entertainment. There's nothing better than live entertainment and being part of the show.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're part of the show, too.
I was going to say, you guys interact with the audience.
Sure. We have a group coming out. It might be tonight that they're coming back from North Carolina. That they've had a group of these young people traveling around the country every year since the Bardi opened.
Really?
And it shows us there's hope for this country. Because these kids are so nice. And when they first get there, they're not sure what they're in for, of course. And by the time they leave, they've all been singing along, and they stop down and see us at the record shop, and it's just such a great thing.
Great atmosphere.
2.5 million people later, we're still doing it and really enjoying what we do.
And how long have you been doing this now, Gary?
This is my 31st year.
31st year.
Wow.
Long time. Wow, so you started at age 12?
Yeah, around that.
I was thinking that. Now, you're not going to brag on yourself, but some of your accolades that you've been honored with over the years for your playing.
Well, John can brag about me.
I'll brag on him. He's the newest member of the Colorado Country Music Hall of Fame. He's won how many? Is it three times? Two times. He's won the National Flat Picking Championship, which is held in Winfield, Kansas. And he's got his studio out there. When you walk in his studio wall of the people that have recorded there.
Right.
And I'm sure things I don't know about, but Gary is one monster player. He's one
absolutely
monster player.
And I know like Charlie Daniels made an appearance, right, last year?
That's right, yeah. And it's fun. You know, we've been lucky. We've been fortunate to go out and play some shows with him. Last fall, I went out and played some shows with Riders in the Sky.
Yeah.
You know, there's just fun things related to music that we still get to do. But John here, being our new guy, a lot of folks know, but the IBMA, the International Bluegrass Music Association, he won their Instrumentalist of the Year 3 years.
Wow.
He's been nominated for a couple of Grammys. So
see?
The band's good.
I feel honored. I'm just chamber director.
We couldn't do any of this.
I was inducted into the Fort Lewis College Hall of Fame, the Athletic Hall of Fame, and my son said, you didn't even play any sports. How'd you get in?
You know, what's neat about these guys in this band is each one of them individually is a standalone good musician, good entertainer. Nobody's having to hold anybody else up.
Yeah. We're going to have to wrap it up.
Okay.
So website again?
BardiChuckWagon.com. Phone number 970-247-5753.
All right.
And we'd just love to invite everybody to come out. And Jack, we hope you can make it out soon.
I will get out there. And this year, I promise. Nice. You can hold me to it and you can heckle me from the stage.
We know where you live. So.
Well, yeah. Will you guys come back?
Absolutely.
With instruments and samples?
Let's do that.
Okay, I'll invite you back then. We have to send it back to the studios. Again, check it all out. Barty Chuckwagon. Go see a great show this summer. Have a great day.